Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because I don't know about you, but maybe you're in this season, if you're listening to this episode in real time, where you're starting to think about 2022, but you're also maybe reflecting a little bit on 2021. And if you listened to Thursday's episode with my fiance, Sina, and I, we went through all of our seasons and really reflected back on it. It's like a super juicy, raw episode. If you didn't check it out, go check it out. Actually, I'll link it in the show notes for you. But beside the point, if you're in that season, you might be looking back at 2021 and you're like, crap, like I said I was going to do this thing and here it is, like the end of the year and I didn't do it. And then you're starting to think about 2022 and you want 22 to be different, right? Like you don't want it to feel like how it feels now where you're like, dang it, I didn't follow through on that thing or what, it wasn't as fulfilling in the process as I wanted it to be. And I want to help you make sure that you feel really good going into 2022 and that you're not wasting a bunch of time and energy beating yourself up about what could have been. Who cares? Like we're not looking back. We're not going that way. We're going forward. So my intention with today's episode is to actually really just use an analogy that I've been thinking a ton about and share it with you today. So if we are connected on social media, you might know that my fiance, Sina, and I just recently road tripped from Austin, Texas, where we live, up here to Washington State. Both of our families are from Washington. We've got a lot of really good friends up here. We're up here for Christmas, and we're actually going to be up here for a couple of weeks. We are working on getting Sina's dad, who recently passed about 6 months ago. We're getting his house ready for a renter. We're also getting married in about 4 months, so we're doing some fun wedding planning with our family up here and just like really soaking it up. A lot of our friends have kids, you know, got to kiss some babies, do all that. Anyway, so we're up here for a little bit and we've been on the road a lot, obviously driving from Austin, Texas up to Seattle. And there's been so many ideas that I've had come through my head about this analogy of being on the road. And in particular, I've been thinking a lot about this concept going into 2022 about getting onto the freeway. So that's what we're going to dive into today. But before we do, I want to make sure that you know we have a really cool opportunity for you and I to connect if you are building a business. I'm really excited about this totally free webinar that I'm hosting on Sunday, January 2nd at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's going to be me sharing a lot of tips and my perspective and things that I'm going to do for my business, my company SheGoes in 2022 that I want to share with you that I think could be really freaking helpful. Again, this is totally free. So if you want to join, pause your podcast right now. I know maybe you're cruising around or you're like doing all the things, you're doing laundry, you're walking your dog. Just pause it real quick and text the word webinar to 512-548-2728. Again, text webinar to 512-548-2728. If you happen to get my free pump up text messages, like when I send out little text messages to you every Sunday evening, and then a couple of times throughout the week, that's the same number. So text that number, webinar, and then you'll get sent all of the details to join this free webinar where I'm going to give you all these tips and tricks. It's going to be super fun and high vibe. And then also, if you've been wondering what we're about to launch with SheGoes Company, it is for women that are building businesses in 2022. It's like nothing we've ever done before. It's something that I'm so excited about. I've spent hours and hours and hours just pouring my brain and just trying to make sure that this is going to be super supportive for those of you that want to join. We're announcing what that is at the end of that webinar, and we're going to do some fun Q&A. So it's going to be a really cool opportunity to connect. So make sure that you're on that, and I'm really excited about it. Now, that being said, I want this to be short and really tactical and just kind of tweak your perspective and have you leave this episode just feeling pumped up and ready to rock. So let's talk about this analogy. Picture yourself, you're in the car, you're about to get on the freeway. OK, Okay. You just came, you know, from like a right turn. So obviously you were at a full stop and now you're trying to like ramp back up to get onto the freeway. A lot of us, when we're setting goals for 2022 or we're setting goals for the new year, it's almost like we go from that hard stop after the holidays and we want to just say like, I'm going to do all the things. Like, I'm going to go like balls to the wall, like, you know, gas pedal to the floor for sake of this analogy. And we want to go from that stop, right turn to get onto the freeway into the fast lane on the freeway. We want to go from full stop to full go. And I think that's not very helpful for us, right? And what's so interesting is I love this concept, this quote that's been iterated in a lot of different ways, that most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but they underestimate what they can do in several, right? Like, think about how much has happened in several years versus how often we just get super freaking pumped at the beginning of the new year, which I'm not saying don't get pumped. Get excited. Use this natural, you know, climate of the world and people that are just like, yeah, new year, new me. Like, people can naysay that all day long. But I'm like, hey, there's natural energy. Like, take that and use it to your advantage. But let's just think about this going into the new year, that this time can be different where you actually follow through, because you don't set yourself up to feel like you're failing when you went from a hard stop to trying to go in the freaking fast lane on all your goals, on your health goals or your business goals or your career goals or in your relationships. It's like, it's really easy to beat ourselves up and then think that we have to course correct in such a strong way, but it doesn't have to be like that. Okay. So if you think about it, when you're on the freeway, depending upon your ability to drive well and your comfort with driving, you're going to be in a different lane, right? So for example, if you're a brand new driver, like if you're a 16-year-old with your permit or whatever, I don't want you in the fast lane. Like, you don't even know how to drive yet. Like, you go stay in the slow lane, get your bearings, understand where the gas and the brake are, like learn how to use your turn signals, like know how to check your rearview mirror. Like, do not get in the fast lane when you're brand new as a driver, right? Like, I don't want you in my lane yet until you're ready for it, right? But sometimes some of us go into goals that way, right? Like, we've got this new business that we want to build. And we're like, I'm going to be gung-ho. I'm going to be so consistent. I'm going to do all the things. I'm going to crush it straight out the gates. I'm going to be in the fast lane. I'm going to go like whatever, at whatever pace. But you haven't learned the basics to actually operate the car before you switch lanes to get into that next lane. And it's really important that you know how to operate the car, that you feel comfortable driving the car, right? And here's the thing. There maybe have been seasons in your past where you've been able to be in that fast lane, but you went from a hard stop. You can't just go from a hard stop to the fast lane. You got to ramp back up, for sake of this analogy, to get onto the freeway, increasing that speed, right? Little by little by little, until you're up to that cruise pace, and then you can switch lanes and get over. Don't rob yourself of that ramp up pace. If you have not worked out at all and you're beating yourself up about it, why are you telling yourself that you need to go from zero workouts a week to 6-hour-long workouts a week? Are you giving yourself the opportunity to ramp up? Could you maybe do 2 or 3 workouts, right? If you went from just going hard on, you know, spicy margaritas and you're having all the snacks and you're eating all the crap, right? And you're like, okay, this is the year that I want to go hardcore on my health. It doesn't have to go zero to nothing. There is that ramp up phase. Right. And then, like I said, in terms of understanding what lane you need to be in, if you're brand new to really prioritizing your health and fitness goals, or it's been a long time, you're basically a new driver. So let's set up the standards and the success criteria for you to actually sustain the lane that you're in before you switch lanes to get to that fast lane. I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down here. Okay. But I think a lot of times we do set ourselves up for failure because we go into this brand new year with all of this hype and all of this just energy to crush it, which again is so important, but we're not giving ourselves the grace to understand that the ramp up time is not going to hinder you from getting where you want to go. It's just going to make the process feel a little bit better, right? Think about going from a full stop to a full go. It's just so much for your body. That jolt is so hard to maintain. And I just don't want you to tell yourself the story that you can't get where you want to go, because I fully believe that you can get where you want to go in your life, your business, your health, your relationships, whatever goals that you have on your heart, right? Like if you're gifted that vision, you're also gifted the ability to figure it out. But why unintentionally make this harder for yourself? Or why intentionally make it harder by, you know, for yourself by expecting that you're instantly going to be able to go at a pace that you haven't yet learned how to sustain if you're brand new to it? Or even if you've done it before and you've been in that fast lane before, but you're in a season where you're really just having to ramp it up again, give yourself the ramp up time. You deserve to feel fulfilled in pursuit of your goals, right? Even as someone right now, who at the time that I'm recording this episode, we are 24 days into 75 Day Hard. If you aren't familiar with the challenge, I've talked a little bit about it. It's this mental toughness challenge. You have to do 2 workouts. You don't drink alcohol. You got to follow a meal plan. You drink a gallon of water. You read 10 pages. Like you got to do all these activities, right? It's a little bit intense. But in order for us to get to the point where we could actually maintain this, we had this baseline that we were already on the freeway, right? We weren't at a full stop and then decided to do 75 Day Hard. We were already on the freeway. We're somewhere in the middle lane. Like we've got a baseline of health and fitness. We're like, you know what? Let's crank it up. Let's switch lanes and go over a couple lanes. And now we're in the fast lane. We're like, whoa, like let's go mode. That's the season that we're in right now. Even if you're not in that season, that doesn't mean you can't ever be in that season. And maybe you don't even want to be in that season. And that's totally cool. So hopefully what I'm saying is making sense because I've been thinking so much about it in terms of how supportive we can be for ourselves if we start to use this analogy to actually serve us, right? So how are you going to follow through this year? You're going to understand where you're at right now. Are you currently parked, you know, parked, I guess, or are you currently at a stoplight waiting to get back onto the freeway, right? The freeway is January of 2022 where you're like, let's go, right? If you're at a full stop, give yourself that ramp up time. Figure out what that means for you and your business goals or your health goals or your relationship goals. Or if you're currently on the freeway, ask yourself, what lane am I in? And does it actually make sense for me right now? If you're brand new, just keep that minimum pace, right, to sustain the freeway and then start to move over towards that faster lane once you've developed that baseline that you can actually sustain it and you know how to drive the freaking car, right? Because for yourself, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. And then for everybody else, we don't need you to feel overwhelmed when you're driving a car down the freeway if it's your first time driving that car, right? So I really just want you to know I'm rooting for you. I know that it's like, we can have all these goals and all these things that we want to do and we can get really freaking pumped. But I just want you to understand that you deserve to feel excited in the process toward getting where you want to go. You might overestimate what you can do next year. I want you to challenge yourself to think big because you might be underestimating what you're capable of doing in a couple years. I'm rooting for you. I'm right on the freeway with you. I've been parked at the light waiting to get on the freeway. I've had to have the ramp up seasons. I've been in the slow lane. I've been in the fast lane. I've been in the middle lane. I've been in all the lanes, and I'm sure you have too, right? So own where you're at. Give yourself grace. And this is the year we blow our freaking minds with what we're capable of. I'm rooting for you. We're in this together, and I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.